Baruch HaBa, and welcome to another week of Parsha Insights, Parshas Ki Savoy. The shir is being given with Zeche Nishmas, Ula Ile Nishmas, Rebecca Bas Serina, and Leon Ben Rachel, your dear parents. May their neshama tehera zohobin alichtig alichtig gan Eden, and go higher and higher from the chizuk generated from the shir. So special to be able to speak to Anoshim Chashuvim, Noshim Sidkaniyais, who are here in the Heichal, those who are listening live, and those who will, Bez Hashem, hear the recording when it's sent out. And I hope, as always, that the Parsha Insights, number one, give us a greater appreciation for the Parsha, and number two, will enhance our Shabbos Kodesh. I ask you very often, when it comes to Shabbos, if you're sitting at the Suda with somebody, share one of the things you heard, or discuss it at a Suda, whatever it might be, to bring added Kedusha to our Shabbos Kodesh. Keep in mind, of course, Shabbos is the Mekar HaBracha. It's the source from where the Bracha comes. So certainly we want to do what we can to bring about added Kedusha to our Shabbos. Parshas Ki Savoy, which has a lengthy Teichacha, is read before Rosh Hashanah. And of course, Chazal tell us the reason is, as a way of asking Hashem, please let the year and the Klolis be over, so that the new year, the Shana Teiva, could indeed be a Shana Teiva Mesuka. And obviously, this past year with October 7th and with Simchas Torah in Eretz Yisrael looming so large in our heart every single day, how broken we are and what we have to continuously be mispowel for, we have added Kavona when we read Parshas Ki Savoy this year, and we have that Kavona when we say, please Hashem, the Klolis now at the end of the year, let it be indicative that the Klola, the difficulties, let it be over, so that Be'ezus Hashem, the new year that we're about to begin, Habaleinu L'Toiva L'Mbidi, not just a Shana Toiva, but a Shana Toiva Mesuka. Why do we add the words of Mesuka? There's a lot of things that are Toiv, but are not necessarily sweet. We know Kol Ma'adavad Rachman L'Tavav, but everything Hashem does is for the good. So just wishing a person a Shana Toiva is not enough, because there's a lot of good that may be difficult to understand that may not be sweet. So we ask for a person to have a year of a Shana Toiva u'mesuka, not only a good year, but a sweet year. And Be'ezrus Hashem, as we read Kislova, let's talk to have that broch in mind. Let it be that the Klolis are over to bring us a year of Kulei Broch, of course, with the Gula Shalema. We mentioned in a previous year, and I do believe, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I believe you bring it down in your Svarim. I just remembered it, but didn't remember it before. If you take a look, the Teichach, I know it's brought down from a number of people, actually. I've seen it from a few different people. The Teichach is a lengthy one. It has in it 676 words. I believe you bring it down in Sefer, and I believe I've quoted it from a number of people. 676 words. That's a long Teichach. What must be noted is something extraordinary. The name of Hashem, I'll actually pause for a moment so I could properly attribute to. In Sefer, who do you bring it down from? Is the Radvaz. I know that I've said it in the past from a few different. I'm trying to think. I know where it is on the Tzuris Adap. I just don't remember who it's from, but it's such an extraordinary pshat. A Teichacha with 676 words, that's unusual. The name of Hashem is found in this Teichacha 26 times. And what is the gematria of the name of Hashem? Yud with a hey, and then a vav followed by a hey, those four letters. Of course, we know the name of Hashem has the gematria of 26. And the name is found 26 times. 26 times 26. Is exactly 676. Although you have a Teichacha that's so lengthy and so funereal of 676 words, we take nechama, we take comfort in the fact that hidden in the Teichacha is the name of Hashem 26 times, and I told you a moment ago, the name has the gematria of 26, Yud with the Hey, then Avav followed by a final hand, 26 times 26 is 676, reminding us that although there's the Teichacha, we take nechama knowing that we could turn to Hashem, and Hashem will be'ezus Hashem bring us the antithesis of the Teichacha, a good gebench seyar. In fact, they say that's the pshat in the pasuk. As you see, I have a sitter here open Shabbos morning, we have the lengthy Psukei de Zimra. In one of the first few paragraphs, if you take a look for the letter Resh, the Pasuk says, Rabois Ra'ois Tzadik, Umikulam Yatzilenu Hashem. Literally, it means, many are the mishaps of the righteous, but from all of them, Hashem rescues the person. But they read it homiletically so beautifully. What did I tell you? There are 676 words in the Teichacha, but we fear not. Gam ki yelech v'yeitz ha'mavos lo yirarok yata imani. Hashem, you're with me, and I see that in the Teichacha. The name is there 26 times, and the gematria is 26. 26 times 26 is 676. How extraordinary is that? How extraordinary is that? It's to teach us that although the Teichacha, we take the Chama, we take Chizuk, clinging to Hashem, grabbing on to the name of Hashem, learning, and being a proper Eved Hashem, and that will save us, Be'ezras Hashem, from the Teichacha. And that's the way he reads the Pasuk. What did I say this Pasuk was? Rabbis, Ra'os Tzadik, Umikulam Yatzilenu Hashem. So homiletically, it's read as follows. Rabbis, Ra'os Tzadik. Sometimes the righteous is facing Rabbis, Ra'os. Great difficulty. How do you spell the word Ra'os? Resh, Ayin, Vav, Sof. What's the gematria of that word? Resh is 200, and Ayin and Vav is 76, so we'll make that 276. And the last letter is a Sof, which is 400, giving us a total of 676. So the word Ra'os is 676. The Tzaddik faces Rabbis Ra'os. Great challenges and Ra'os, referencing the 676. I just told you that's the gematria of Ra'os. Resh Ayin Vav Sof 676. A reference to the Teichacha in this week's Parsha, Parshas Ki Tzavei. But what are the last three words of that Pasuk? Umikulam. But from all of the mishaps and difficulties, Yatzilenu Hashem. The name of Hashem, the name of Yud with a Hey, Vav, followed by a Hey. That name is there to save us. How does that name save us? Because the gematria of that name is 26. And plus the fact that it's mentioned 26 times gives us a total of 676. So by following Hashem, by believing in Hashem, by exalting His holy name, we'll be saved by Ezra's Hashem of the Teichach and the Tzareis. What an incredible way to read that Pasuk. Rabbis Ra'os Tzadik. The Tzadik faces great Ra'os. Ra'os is the gematria of 676. But fear not. Fear not. Because when we cool up from them all, Yatzilenu Hashem, the name of Hashem saves us, because it is also in the Teichacha a value of 676. What does it mean, this concept of being an Eved Hashem, following Hashem, learning from the name of Hashem, a Yud with a Hey, and then a Vav followed by a Hey? One of the psukim in the Teichacha caught my attention. Bit interesting. It's actually the final pasuk before Perek Chav Ches. If you look inside when you go home, take a look at Perek Chav Zayin, pasuk Chav Vav. Orer Asher Lo Yokim Es Divrei HaTorah Hazayis La'asayis Aysam. What's the English? Cursed is the one who will not uphold the words of the Torah to perform them. I'm not sure that I understand that. Orer Asher Lo Yokim Es Divrei HaTorah Hazayis. I would expect the Teichach and the curse to apply to someone who's not keeping the Torah now. I would expect the Pasuk to say, Orer Asher Lo Mikayim Es Divrei HaTorah Hazayis. Cursed is the one who doesn't keep the Torah. Why is it future tense? Orer Asher Lo Yokim. Cursed is the one who will not in the future. Why isn't it that the one that the Teichach applies to is the one who's currently not keeping the Torah? I don't understand that. I once saw a beautiful pshat, and we're going to tie this into something else that we find in a few psukim. And this is especially apropos to Elul. Sometimes we struggle to keep the Torah or to keep a particular mitzvah, but we fail. We fall very short of our goal, and we fall very short of what's expected of us. Some days, some weeks, some months may even be absolutely dismal. But people do make mistakes. People do chatoyim. Hence, there's a mitzvah of tshuva at a day called Yom Kippur. Ein tzaddik v'orsos har yasu tov v'lo yechtin. There's no such thing as a person that doesn't do an aver. People do averes and they make mistakes. So the teichacha, the curse, is not for someone asher lo mikayim, who's currently remiss in keeping part of the Torah, or who's currently not doing something, because as we said, people make mistakes. Of course, they have to work to rectify it, but the reality is people do make mistakes. So for that, you don't have a teichacha. For that, you're not accursed. But the pasuk correctly says, or asher lo yakim. You don't even have the she'ifa. I can't use a word better than she'ifa. She'ifa is the best word to use. She'ifa means a drive, a desire, the lofty aspiration. One thing is if you're currently doing something incorrect and currently you've made a mistake and you're currently remiss and neglect in keeping part of the Torah. But you don't even have the she'ifa? You don't have the drive or the desire to go ahead and to, in the future, improve? Such a person, to that person, the teichacha applies. I think that's an extraordinary pshat. On one hand, it should give us comfort. People do make mistakes, and so we, like so many others, struggle. But on the other hand, not to have the she'ifa, the passion, the drive, the burning desire to improve or to become better next year than this year, that's entirely unacceptable. And so to say it again, the teichacha is not for the person, asher lo mekayim, who's currently not keeping it and making a mistake, because as I said, we work on ourselves, we have tshuva, we have Yom Kippur, etc. Or asher lo yakim, but accursed is the one who doesn't even have the drive or the she'ifa to want to do better, to want to improve. You're content with where you are. You don't even have the drive or the desire to raise at your spiritual level to a better level. That's unacceptable. It's a moiridik of art. And that's why the teichacha is for the one, or asher lo yokim, who doesn't even have the future drive or desire. Before I tie it into something else, I want to tell you on a personal note, I mentioned it in passing this past Shabbos. There's a vort that someone shared with me this past week, and it was very meaningful to me. For last week, I had the privilege for a few days to visit multiple cities as we spoke out throughout the entire Shabbos. We went to many cities in Krakow. Excuse me, I apologize, in Poland, one of which was Krakow. And in Belarus, countless cities, as well as Lithuania. In fact, in the afternoon, I dedicated the shiur to going through what we accomplished in all of the cities. So you didn't even have to travel the thousands upon thousands of miles, and hopefully you had a taste and a glimpse of what I was privileged to experience last week. I was by the kever of the Noam Elimelech, the great Rebbe Reb Elimelech. I had never been in Lizensk before. It was the first time that I was at that kever. It was a very, very powerful, powerful experience. Especially there's a particular tefillah that the Rebbe Reb Elimelech, the Noam Elimelech, says to say before davening. And we said it at his kever. Of course, the closing words of that tefillah, Adarabba, it's about time we start looking at people's positive attributes and stop honing and focusing and nitpicking on their chesroinos. To say it at his kever was extraordinary. As we left the kever, I shared with the group a pshat. I must tell you, it is such a beautiful and inspiring pshat. I told the Olam that I hope to say it during the Yemei Din, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. But you know, if I have a good pshat, it's hard to control myself. So I shared it then. I'm sharing it now again. You may even hear it a third time in a couple of weeks. In Asher, but listen well, from the great Rebbe, the Noam Elimelech, Rebbe Elimelech. In Ashrei, the Reish says, Ritzoin Yerei Av Yaseh. Now, literally, that means that the rotzain of the will, the rotzain of those who fear him, he Hashem will fulfill. Ritzain, Yirei of Yasa. And Rabbi Melech says a different word, and it ties in so beautifully to what we just said about the Deichocha. It's one of the finest pshatim I've ever heard. Rabbi, we should have a rotzain to serve Hashem and do his will, but sometimes we are lacking that rotzain. Azevi mizokt in English, we're just not feeling it. We're just not into it. Maybe something is going on in our life that's making our avodas Hashem feel challenged. So we don't always have the rotzon that we should. But you know what we do have? We wished we had the rotzon. I wouldn't be surprised if this goes into a future state, but that's how good it is. We wished we had the rotzon. We taka don't have the rotzon right now. We're going through a difficult situation. Not that it exempts us, but that's the reality. Sometimes we may not just feel it completely. But we wish we had the rotzon. We have a desire. Oy, it bothers me that I don't have the rotzon. We could almost say, although we don't have the rotzon, we have a rotzon that we wish we had the rotzon. I wish, I wish, I wish. When the Ribbono Shel Olam sees a yid that is currently doesn't have the rotzon, he doesn't have the oomph, the gefil, to do what he should in avodas Hashem, but he sees that it's a person that fears him to the point that he feels badly that he doesn't have the rotzon. He wishes he had the rotzon. In other words, he has a rotzon to have the rotzon. When Hashem sees that that's the person's fervent desire, he wishes he had a rotzon and he feels badly he doesn't, you know what Hashem gives him as a gift? Hashem gives him the rotzon. Hashem gives him the passion and the bren and the rotzon and the will and the desire and the gefil to serve him. And that's the way the Naim Elimelech reads those words in Ashrei. Ritzon Yireyev Yaseh. Ritzon Yireyev. If someone fears Hashem and he's lacking the rotzon, but Ritzon Yireyev, meaning to say that he has the rotzon to serve him, he has the rotzon and the will. He wishes he had the rotzon. Then Ritzon Yireyev Yaseh, Hashem will give that person the gift of rotzon. He'll give that person that feeling that he was missing. He'll give it to him. I think that's such a powerful pshat. You know, the truth is that that's who we are. Sometimes we don't have the ruts, and of course we strive to have it, but we don't always have it. It might be because of a difficulty we're going through, or what a whole host of reasons. But even that person who currently doesn't have the ruts, you know what deep down in their heart and their neshama they have? They feel badly they don't have the rotzayim. They wish they would have the rotzayim. As we said already twice, they have the rotzayim to have the rotzayim. Oh, that person's going to get rewarded. Ritzoyim yireyav yaaseh. Hashem will look at that person who fears him and wishes he had the rotzayim, and he'll gift him and give him that priceless matana called rotzayin. You know, when you feel it, and it feels so good in your avodas Hashem. The teichacha is for someone over asher lo yokim as divrei ha'tayra hazayit. I'm translating to mean, based on that pshat from the Nayim Elimelech, he currently doesn't have the rotzayin. That happens from time to time. But not even to wish you had the rotzayin. Not even to have the desire to become better. Not even to have the rotzayim to wish you had the rotzayim. That's unacceptable. In other words, I'm saying that the words or asher lo yokim, cursed is the one who in the future doesn't want to uphold, is the person who doesn't even have the rotzayim to have the rotzayim. At least let's feel badly when we're not doing so. Be'ezus Hashem will be zeichet to do. And that brings me to a pasuk a few psukim later. If you take a look at Perek Chof Ches, pasuk Yud, Chof Ches Yud, there's an interesting pasuk. V'ra'u kol amei ha'oretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yorum imecha. All the people of the earth will see the name of Hashem is proclaimed over you. V'yorum imecha, they will fear you. They will revere you. It's a very well-known Gemara. What does this pasuk refer to? Tefillin sheberosh. The tefillin on your head. And therefore, there are many stories. There's a very well-known story with the Vilna Gaon. Many stories where seemingly our enemies did not revere or fear a Yid. And then, I believe it was the Vilna Gaon, who was one time wearing the tefillin, and the enemies saw him and immediately froze. Absolute pachad, trepidation, fright, overcame our enemies. And that's what this pasuk says. All the nations of the world will see you and they'll fear you. It's the tefillin sheberosh. Now, Rabbi Sai, does that always happen? There are times seemingly that our enemies see us and they don't seem to revere us or fear us. There are times that our enemies seem to go after us, yet the pasuk says that they'll see the tefillin sheberosh, the yarum emecha, and they'll fear us, but it doesn't seem like that always happens. And of course, to answer that question, I know it's a well-known question, you have to appreciate a nuance in the Gemara. What did the Gemara say this pasuk refers to? The Gemara didn't say it refers to tefillin al harosh. It refers to tefillin sheberosh. Tell me, we men put on tefillin in the morning. You put tefillin sheberosh in your head? You put the tefillin al harosh on your head. So what in the world does the Gemara mean that this pasuk is a reference to the tefillin worn sheberosh? You don't wear tefillin sheberosh. You wear tefillin al harosh. It must be the Gemara is teaching us that it's not enough for a Yid to wear tefillin on his head. The tefillin taka has to be worn in his head. And of course I don't mean that literally as much as I mean that figuratively. There is a tefillin that says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There is a tefillin that has parshiyos that speaks about our service to Hashem. It's not enough to have those psukim al harosh on your head. Figuratively, those psukim have to be tefillin sheberosh in your head. Those psukim and those ideals and those values have to be entrenched and ingrained in our DNA. They have to be a lifestyle, a way that we live. To only wear the tefillin al harosh, but for those life lessons not to be sheberosh, for that you don't have a fulfillment of this pasuk. For that you don't have that the goyim fear us and the nations run in the opposite direction. That doesn't come from tefillin al harosh. That only comes from tefillin sheberosh, which means that those values are not just said, but we walk the walk and talk the talk, we behave that way. The pasuk is telling us, when we learn to wear the psukim of the tefillin, not just and not merely al harosh, but far more critically important, sheberosh, we become one with the psukim and the tefillin, then and only then do you have a fulfillment of the ro'o kol amei oretz, heishem Hashem nikra lecha v'yorum emecha. Parenthetically, before I end with a bracha, my father, Harav Mordechai Shapiro Zatzal, has such, based on this Gemara, he has such a beautiful comment. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra that says that Avram Avinu had an Evan Toiva, a stone worn like a pendant on a necklace around his neck, and any choyla who looked at that stone instantaneously became healed. Imagine. If somebody was ill and he looked at that Evan Taiva and instantaneously he was healed. The Gemara in the beginning of Baba Basra. When the Gemara quotes the Evan Taiva where it was, the Gemara says that the Evan Taiva was resting Bitzavaroi Shel Avraham Avinu in his neck. You don't wear a pendant of a necklace in your neck. You wear it on your neck. So my father so beautifully wondered, why does the Gemara say that the Evan Taiva that Avraham Avinu had was Bitzavaroi? It wasn't in his neck. It was Altzavaroi, on his neck. So based on this concept, my father's Atzal would explain, you're right that the Evan Taiva was resting on his neck. But the thing that did a great job of healing was that which Avraham Avinu had, Bitzavaroi, in his neck. What did he have in his neck? The soothing voice and the way of speaking. The way of bringing people closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The way of bringing people to recognizing Hashem. The soothing voice of how Avraham had a tent open from all four sides to bring all of Klal Yisrael closer to each other and closer to Hashem. The power to heal and the soothing remedy came from Avraham Avinu, not only from that which he had on his neck, but that which Avraham Avinu had, Bitzavaroi, Bitzavaroi. What do you have in your neck? The soothing way of speaking, a healing and calming voice. That which Avraham had, Bitzavaroi, enabled people to feel better. It healed those people because of what he had, Bitzavaroi, the way of speaking and connecting and relating to them. A golden upshot. I want to end with a bracha. We began by saying that in the Teichacha there are 676 words, but a Yid takes comfort that they could save themselves with the name of Hashem, meaning to serve Hashem, because the name is Gematria 26, and it's found 26 times. As we said when we started this shiur, that 676 can counter the Ra'is, the other 676. We have to follow the name of Hashem. Take a look at the pasuk we've been quoting regarding the tefillin, not that's on the Ra'ish, but the tefillin that must be Sheberosh. Sheberosh meaning that those ideals are ingrained and entrenched in our DNA. What does the pasuk say? V'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz, all the nations of the world will see, ki shem Hashem nikra olecha. Ki shem Hashem nikra olecha means that the name of Hashem is proclaimed over you. But we're translating it based on the way we began the shiur, that if we want the nations of the world to realize we wear tefillin Sheberosh, if we want the nations of the world to see us, they will see a nation, ki shem Hashem nikra olecha, that we follow the name of Hashem. What does it mean that we follow the name of Hashem? Our emuna and belief that even in the teichacha, even in the dark, funereal, dismal times, we follow the name of Hashem. What's the lesson of the name of Hashem? It's gematria times the number of times that it's in the teichacha. That 676 will be Be'ezus Hashem cancel the other 676. In other words, it's our emuna and our bitachon in what the name of Hashem represents. I believe that's what the Pasuk is telling us. V'ro kol amei ha'aretz, the nations of the world will see our unshakable emuna, our unshakable bitachon. How do they see our emuna and bitachon? Because they see the way we believe and follow Shem Hashem, the name of Hashem. Which name of Hashem? A reference to that which is found in the Teichacha, which reminds us that the name of Hashem will be'ezus Hashem turn the klala into bracha. Let us talk as we're reading the klala to remind ourselves the way we began the shiur. The Gemara says we read it at the end of the year as a way of asking Hashem, may the klala be finished and may it be a good gebench deyar. We should tackle all be zeichen, not only to a Shana Tova, but a Shana Tova umesuka, where we feel the sweetness. It should be a good gebench to yar, where we're able to have kulay bracha, be'ezus Hashem gezunt and yiddish enachas, to be able to take the values sheberosh, bitzavarei, learn the lesson of the emun and bitachon of shame Hashem, so that we'll taka bizoicha kulonu ke'echad yachad, to a ksiva v'chasima taiva, a good gebench to yar, a year where we're able to feel the geshmak of the Ratzon Hashem.